Hello. Hello, my friends. It's just Norm. It is Saturday, December the 26th, 2015. And you find me here in the hammock, about 2 miles in, on the day after Christmas. It's about 83, 84 humid degrees here in West Central Florida. I'm not particularly digging on it, but it is what it is. Each day will bring its own weather, and I have to look to that as opposed to grouping days and seasons together. So, hoping your celebration of the birth of the Christ child was good. We at the Rosenbergs started the morning off with a reading from the Gospel of Luke, followed by some gifts being exchanged, and then preparations for family and friends to come over for Mrs. Rosenberg's Christmas soiree, in which she cooks and cooks and cooks delectable and decadent delights, again, for family and friends. We had a houseful. It seemed a bit more crowded this year, but I don't know that we had any more or any less than last year. Maybe the island kitchen, the way we opened up the kitchen, I think, probably helped some. But we had a couple tables set outside as well, and it was good. Good time with family and friends. Got a bit loud for me. And of course, I would have been the author of some of the loudness as we play this Christmas game. It's like a gag, G-A-G, gift bag. It's like a fun gift game where everybody brings something small, inexpensive, and seemingly un-Christmas-like in gift nature. Like a bottle of mustard, a bag of chips, a toenail clipper, you name it. Just odd, little, inexpensive things. And they're all wrapped secretly. And they go into a big bag. This is my wife's idea. Then she goes around with the bag and everybody picks a gift. There's been several variations on this game in the past, but everybody picks a gift. In the past, it's been after the gifts are picked, you have to then pick a number. And then the number might be traded to somebody. So, for example, I pick a 9. The gift is labeled 9. I receive it. And then somebody else picks an 8. They pick the number 8 gift. They don't know what gift is what, because they're wrapped. Maybe one's bigger than the other, or the paper looks different. So the person who picked an 8 could say, I want 9, and then take my gift. That's the way it's been in the past. Away, Are you telling him to beware of the man talking to himself? How are you, sir?
Okay.
This gentleman stopped with his dog on the leash and just kind of had his dog sit, and he put his hand over his muzzle and his throat, not choking, but just kind of steadying him. The dog wasn't barking or practicing ferocity, but I suspect there were some behavioral instruction going on for the man walking the dog in the hammock. So, anyway, let's stop being so long-winded about the gift grab. That's the way it was in the past. Last night, my wife said, give the gifts out, and then she told me to read a story. And the story is a series of sentences that have the words left and right in them. So I could say, I left last night, and everybody handed the gift to the left. And then I'd say, and I got right where I wanted, and they handed it to the right. It would go so on back and forth, and everybody screamed and hollered in joy and laughter, which meant I had to raise my voice to almost a yelling level just to read the story. Well, I did it with personality, joy, and flair. The truth is, I would rather not have been screaming and hollering and reading a story about a game like that. Anyway, just a little bit bah humbug after Christmas, because I always want it to be much more simple than it turns out being. Look, that's just me. I'm probably in the wrong on this. I don't want to spoil anybody else's thoughts or give anybody the impression that I'm right about what I think. I just would really rather quiet down the whole life living and experiences scene overall as I become aged. So this morning in the hammock, I titled my opening picture After the Noise. Hashtag After the Noise. And Mrs. Rosenberg pointed out, 'twas a joyful noise. It was, but now it's time for my, as Van Morrison so aptly sung, my Hymns to the Silence. It's where I commune with spirit and with solace. And it's needed for me. This is my medicine. This is my respite. This is my grounding exercise, becoming grounded again after being caught up with all the hustle and the bustle of the world. Not just the thing I told you last night, just the speed of the world and how I wanted to slow down and be softer, softer and quieter, like you hear. Let's pause for a moment. It's the gentle wind blowing through the Spanish moss, the oak, palm trees. Hear some birds, very faintly, some squirrels. spent the first part of this run just praying, actually. Just offering prayer and reasoning things out according to the Spirit. It's very beneficial. Very beneficial. One of the thoughts I came away with was how I kind of had to school myself a little bit and realize that the world is not going to be quiet and go softly and smoothly just because Norman wants it to, right? I had to come to that understanding. I guess for me is finding the balance of that. What I have to participate and engage in, and what I want to participate in and engage my mind in. And it's the balance. As I've said so many times before, balance is a word that we throw around in a very cavalier fashion. But if we look at the concept of balance, if we imagine ourselves walking on a balance beam, or if we look at the man who walks a tightrope, if we allow ourselves to take, oh, I don't know, 30 seconds, a minute, minute and a half, 2 minutes, and just ponder and reflect on what balance is and how hard it is. Balance is hard work. You don't just say, I'm going to be more balanced. No, it's difficult. It requires discipline in order to stay balanced. Imagine you had to walk a tightrope. I know that's unreasonable, but look at the, what is it, that family, the Walendas? They walk tightropes. Probably more practical for us, a balance beam in a gymnasium. You and I could probably make it. Well, I shouldn't say that so quickly, but we might be able to make it more probably if we tried to walk a balance beam. But it would be difficult, and we would have to concentrate on creating and employing that balance into that moment and into our life. So, I don't know how I got on balance, but it was probably a reasonable route. I've made it through almost the first loop of the hammock. And I'm coming up on the end of, excuse me, Sugarberry Loop Trail West, which is going to adjoin to Osprey Loop. And now there's a bit of a breeze picking up. I don't know if you've noticed, but I'm using the iToy. I'm not using the Sony Digital because the battery's pooped out on me and I haven't had a chance to get new ones. So I'm using the iToy voice recorder. I took a very, very brief 30-second video of the Dunedin Little League baseball fields before I started the run, and I noticed the wind really came through just as I panned around. So, I'm hoping there's not too much wind in this recording. If so, it may wind up on the cutting room floor. So, yeah, I was gonna tell you about the trail and the phone, the recording. Oh, one little thing I noticed that happened with my phone today, maybe some of you tech geeks can speak to it, is all of a sudden, the landscape view is not working. You know when you turn your phone lengthwise and the picture adjusts? It's not doing that. And I took the pictures and the videos so far today in landscape, and the whole phone's not adjusting. I even turned off the phone and turned it back on. I wonder if it's a hardware or a software issue. You know, I do drop this on occasion, very rarely, but it's in a OtterBox safety case, so there's no other dysfunction to it, so I gotta explore that. Now, when I came off of Sugarberry, that was actually Osprey Trail, so I apologize for that. It's a sidewalk that goes past the picnic shelters and the parking lot that's adjacent to St. Andrew's Church. It's not over on Harvard next to the Little League fields. So the reason I mention that, for those who Google map and look at my trails, like my dear friend Carlos de Castillo, you will see where it's not Osprey Loop, it's Osprey Trail. And then from there, it turns into Osprey Loop as I head towards the Frisbee Golf Course. So, for housekeeping purposes, I wanted to correct that delineation. Another little delineation on the route this morning is that I took a couple of new turns. I was going to say unfamiliar, but they're not really unfamiliar. I usually start at the baseball fields, head into the hammock, and head south down Grant, maybe turn off on Harris. I did that when I came back off Harris. Instead of proceeding to the incline on Grant, I turned off of Kettles to my right, which took me back to the heart of the hammock, and then spilled me out onto Gopher and Palmetto, which connected me back up to Grant. So, a different loop for this latest stay in the heart outline that I usually follow. Sorry for the helicopter above. I heard some sirens, so I don't know if it's a trauma helicopter or if it's a news helicopter. It's kind of low flying and loud. Anyway, so I took that variation, and it's increased the mileage so that I'm coming up on, well, let me rephrase it. When I finish this first loop of the trails, the way I've been running it, I usually finish at about 2.5 to 3 miles, depending upon what variances I put in there. This will be almost undoubtedly 3.5 to 4 miles by the time I finish the first loop, which leaves me the freedom to either have a longer mileage run or cut it short to make a 5, 6, or 7 miler. We'll see how I feel. I don't know. I'm feeling lazy because of the weather, I think. On a cool, crisp day, this would be a nice setup to get 8 miles in. But today, it's just sticky and hot, like summer. It makes me want to wrap this thing up. So we'll see. on your left. Morning. He's got earphones on. He's not hearing anything. There's some more wind. I apologize for it. I'm trying to abate it by holding the iPhone towards me. So I'm on the footbridge, the Osprey Loop footbridge. Really, this Osprey is just one main thing. It takes lots of wigs and waggles. Like I told you, it starts off as the sidewalk adjoining Sugarberry. Then it turns into the paved loop throughout the golf course and then meanders its way over the bog as a footbridge, as I'm just about to reach a cedar trail. How you doing, guys? Some teenagers sitting up in the Bird Observatory. My week of running was not what I would have liked, but I didn't get really hung up on it. Got a good Tuesday run in, and then Thursday was Christmas Eve, and I had to work, and I just knew there are things I should kind of get home to help with. And so I bagged Thursday's run. I considered running after our morning together yesterday in front of the tree, but it was so muggy, I just didn't quite feel like doing it. So just to move around, I got out the bike and I put some air in my tires and decided to go for a gentle bike ride. I was gonna go from my house up to Dunedin Causeway and back, which would have given me like 7 to 10 round trip bicycle miles. But the incomparable Mr. Sell came outside and wanted me to put air in her tires. And she wanted to go with me, which I was happy to do. Mrs. Rosenberg informed me that her back tire was flat, but I decided to try anyway. So we put some air in her back tire and gave the bike a little wipe down and got ready to go, but it lost air. So the backup plan was going to be for us to get out the next bike we have in the shed in waiting for her. It's a little bit bigger, a little taller, doesn't have training wheels on it. So I told her, why don't you hop on this thing and we'll give it a shot. Morning. I didn't want to startle you. How are you? So it looks like a grandmother and her granddaughter walking. And hi. And also pushing a stroller. But anyway, I filled up the tires. They went flat. We got out the other bike. And I said, why don't you just get on it and see how it feels? And she's pretty scared. I put my hand on it and let her pedal it up and down the street. She was pretty scared. She didn't feel at all comfortable or ready to do the whole riding without training wheels thing. And I wasn't really looking to do that yesterday. It comes with lots of, I think, frustrations and patience and skin knees. And I was in a Christmas Day activity, so my next thought was that I would take the training wheels off her other bike and put it on this one, but they were too small. They wouldn't have even reached the ground. So you see how things get complicated here? She decided, Giselle did, that she wanted to come with me any which way she could, so she broke out her scooter. And she said, I'll ride my scooter with you, Dad, while we go around. I said, okay, that's fine. So we took a slow ride up the Pinellas Trail yesterday, me on my bike, pedaling ever so slowly, almost to the point where the bike didn't want to stand afloat. And she, on her little scooter, she was pretty good on that thing for about, oh, I'm going to say about 3/4 of a mile. And then various complaints came in, like, the asphalt's too bumpy, I'm hot, my head hurts, I need some food. Of course, there's nothing open. We went to downtown Dunedin, and everything's closed. So we turned around and went home. It came out to be about 2.5 miles. And it was nice just to get out and do something, kind of kick out the shaky sticks and spend some time with the girl. I offered Shell to come. She wanted no parts of any exercise. That's her style. That's how she rolls. Alright, I'm turning on Oak Trail now. I'm heading back up to Skinner, where I will just about rejoin the beginning of the loop. And then decisions on how much further to extend this run. I'm wondering if there's anything else I have important for you, or that's worthy of discussion. Without digging too deep in my soul, I can't think of any. So, as I come up Oak Trail, closing in on 4 miles, I'm not sure how much longer this run will go, but at least now I have an offering for you, which I wasn't even sure I would have at the beginning of this run. So, to all my friends, my brothers and sisters in the Run Neck community, most especially Carlos, Kevin, James, Steve, Michael, and David, and anybody else who follows me but that I don't have a little bit more interaction with, I love you guys. And if I got anything to say about talking again, we'll do it. So until that time, it's just Norm. Bye-bye.
So bad, the doors won't move. They don't seem to care. Air so plain, it runs the floor. It's time to move and brave the storm. A different stop a day. Move and make your way. You know it runs the private river out into the night. Its flow will help you listen, keep you out of sight.